For the 2018 Comprehensive Plan.
Good morning. So as part of the comprehensive plan process, we do submit the plan to the state to go through the review, the PLUS review process. We did do that on August 22nd. We received comments last week from the state. There were a few certification items. The majority of them are just minor little things we need to address. There are a few items we're going to need to do a little bit of a deeper dive on and take a further look. One of them is regarding the future land use map in the chapter. So we'll take a little bit of a deeper dive and discuss that to figure out how we want to move forward with that. You'll also note it was a lengthy report. The majority of them were recommendations from all the state agencies regarding the chapter. I would note that a lot of them were actually offers of willing to provide assistance if the county does move forward with, you know, certain strategies. If we're looking in for to adopt certain ordinances or to go through certain programs, multiple agencies offered their assistance to provide to help as we move through those. We did discuss as part of the process to, once we did review these comments, I would present them to you if you had any questions, and that we would set up a workshop with the consultant, McCormick Taylor, to come back, kind of dig a little bit deeper through them so the council can determine what path we want to move forward with and how to address the recommendations and the certification items. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Do you have any concerns?
Any questions from council? Mr. Lawson, when's your thought on the workshop or whatever?
Yeah, so going back to my conversation of our workload for the remainder of the year that we had a few weeks ago, we, in 3 weeks, October 16th, that's a Tuesday, right now we don't have anything scheduled, including no county council meeting on that date. Those 3 weeks give us and the consultants an opportunity to put together sort of our response and recommendations for council to review these the comments and our path forward. We would hold a workshop on Tuesday the 16th if that's okay with you. I know you do make plans based on the calendar that gets adopted in January. If there are too many conflicts on the 16th, we'll find another date. So what we would do in the meantime is create this document with McCormick Taylor's assistance, get that to council for your review. That would just be a side-by-side that says comment number one, look at this, and staff's comments, how we would address that. Some of it would be very, very easy. Some of these recommendations are no more than just making the maps more clear. Okay, that's something we can do quite easily. Other are going to be more complicated, and we'll have some recommendations for you. So in summary, we'll get that document to you in 2 weeks. That would be October 9th for you to have a week to review and be prepared. And if council so chooses, we would hold a workshop on the 16th. That's Tuesday, October 16th here for you to review. And that's when we would actually make the decisions of your response to the comments that we've received.
Is anybody doesn't suit the 16th?
No, I just have a question actually on the process.
Okay.
More so than anything else. Let me look at the
16th. Looks like the 16th should work then. Okay. Mr. Arlett?
Yeah, I just, again, to Dan's point, per code, per law, these are recommendations from the state. So ultimately, the governor, of course, signs off on what we choose as a council. We don't necessarily have to do what what they are suggesting. I mean, is that a true statement?
So the recommendations, they are recommendations. We can address them. We can adopt them. We can, I mean, again, a lot of them are, you know, if you're willing, you know, offering of help. Some of them are noting that, you know, things have changed since when we wrote the plan and, you know, state law has changed slightly. So, you know, do you want to amend it to make it more up to date, but that is up to council if they want to adapt or amend the plan per those recommendations. The ones we do need to recognize are the certification items.
Meaning that we have to address what their concern is.
The first couple of pages are the certification items. After that, the majority of what we received are recommendations, and we have to address the certification items.
Or else?
There was, we will have to work it out with the state, and again, it's how we address them. Again, some of them is, you know, add a line, you know, regarding this. I think one of them was, you know, add the beaches to our one of the maps in the open space chapter, which again is not an, a big item, something very minor that, you know, is a requirement that, you know, we just missed as we were making the map. So there's one or two that we're going to need to dig a little deeper and figure out how we're going to address it to comply with the concern that they have.
Okay.
More questions, Council, Mr. Burke?
Excuse me.
All right, so let me see if I got the flow right.
Mm-hmm.
So the state has responded.
Correct.
And then you and staff and consultant are going to propose solutions to their comments.
We can, if you'd like, yes. We're going to go through them and kind of like, I mean, I've sent this out to all the department heads, so I'm, Mr. Medlars has received a copy, Mr. Poff, the community development, to look at all of their chapters to see, you know, what do, you know, for their responses to regarding some of the concerns or the items.
And then, so we're going to see that volley back.
Correct.
And then on the 16th is our meeting to discuss
all
the staff volley back?
Well, and again, you know, it's just to discuss the recommendations. If you have other ideas, and I can know, I went through, and it's like, you know, I think some of them we actually discussed as we were going through the plan. Some of the recommendations, some of them are, you know, just items that we just need to note. Again, a lot of them are, you know, if we're going to amend an ordinance, you know, they have some suggestions or, you know, offering of support. So a number of them are like that. You know, some of them, it's like, you know, definitely we'll take, you know, I think one of them is, you know, taking part in a program, which we actually already do. We just didn't note that in the plan, you know. So some of them are, they're not heavy lifts.
Okay, so then we reach conclusion.
Of whether or not.
And then the public then gets to see our conclusions, the state's comments, and then they weigh in.
Correct,
because
we
two
will,
of them.
We'll hold a public hearing on the 23rd of October, and the public has the opportunity to comment. And the public currently has the opportunity to comment because the plan is still on the comp plan website.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Wilson.
So they didn't necessarily take our recommendations. Is that what you're saying?
No, they actually
What we offered to them, they didn't necessarily take our recommendations?
No, they had very nice things to say about the plan. They just had some, they thanked us for the hard work that we did on the plan.
They just had some suggestions
and some helpful hints as we move forward with the plan.
Other words, they went along what we offered them. They didn't have no difference with us. Is that correct?
There are some concerns that we need to address for the plan.
I think they would. I imagine it worked that way.
So,
and Mr. Cole,
we're going to go in this October 16th and go through this list?
Correct.
What staff's going to give us
They're going to go first through it, and then we're going to go through it with them on their observations. Because I'm looking at a lot of them. A lot of them are things we've been talking about, yeah.
I think I counted 85 comments out of the 20-some page document. Again, some of them are more involved than others. There's a few that I have flagged that I have concerns will take more time for us to address. Others will not. But we will highlight that for your review and give you a week to go through that document, and then we'll actually make decision almost line by line on each comment, and those decisions will be implemented into the final draft, which will be what's the basis for the comprehensive land use plan public hearing.
Yeah, there's a lot here. I mean, how much time are we allotting to this on the 16th?
All day.
We will start in the morning.
Okay.
And it'll be open-ended. I don't expect it'll take all day. We're going to be able to filter through a lot of this, quite frankly.
As long as the state goes along with what we're saying.
Well, they've given us some good direction, and ultimately, the decision comes from the five of you and what you feel like this county needs to do in reaction to those comments and the direction that we've received from the state. And I think if we take a straightforward approach and provide a reasonable reaction, then the state should consider that, and we won't have any issues.
Todd, I'm actually
not reasonable, we're in trouble.
Oh, Mr. Arlett.
And I'm just going to throw it out there, but we can discuss later, I guess, but I actually have something going on that day already in my calendar, so I don't know if it would be possible to shift to Wednesday or not, but I'm just letting you know that I personally had something already. Not that I'm not willing to change that, but it's as an FYI, that's okay. All.
We would see this as a workshop, so flexibility is there to hold it on a day other than Tuesday. Yeah. It would be just like our comp plan workshops we had all throughout this year. So why don't I talk after the meeting, and we'll gather dates that work for the majority of members, and we'll come up with a conclusion.
Okay. Anything else from council? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
And I guess you're right back up, aren't you?
I'm right back.
Old business conditional use 2127, filed on behalf of Wine Works LLC.
So again, this is a conditional use for an event venue currently at the winery for Wine Works. Council deferred to allow for an additional week for the review of the record. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer any of those questions.
Question to council? Questions from council? Guess not. Mr. Moore, you want to read the short title?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 25.60 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7 with their conditions 8A through F.
I know Mr. Cole read off a list last week. Mr. Moore, where is that in this process here?
At the time, there was a motion, then seconded, then that, I believe, was withdrawn, yeah. And then the motion to defer.
So he'd have to read his things all over again?
He would need to read them all over again. There may be some amendments to those.
Okay. Just tell me when. When is the appropriate time?
Now would be the appropriate time.
Now would be a good time.
Now would be a good time. Okay. I'll just start off by saying this is a conditional use permit. And a conditional use is a tool that you use when you want to do something that's not permitted in that zone. The zone that they want to do this commercial activity in is a residential zone, an AR1 zone. And there's many residences up and down the street. So I think it's very important that this council is aware of that. If they wanted to just to do all the things they wanted to do initially, they should have gone in for a B1 or a C1, or not a C1, but a commercial district, and get it rezoned and do it appropriately. But since it's a conditional use, it's implied that there should be limits on it, there should be conditions. And that's what, so I move that the current conditions, 8A, through F, be deleted in their entirety, and the following shall be instituted in their place. A, events shall be strictly limited to the front portion of the parcel, commencing at Blackwater Road, that's County Road 384, which has no shoulders, has no lines on it. It's a very narrow old county road. And no events, or any, it's approximately running a 1,228 feet deep. And that's if you're familiar with the parcel. Do we have a picture of it by any chance up there?
We can get it.
So we can know what we're all talking about. And no events shall be permitted in the back portion of the parcel, which we'll see here in a second. B, concert type events for which there is charged admission shall be limited to Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. There shall be, and they shall end no later than 10:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 6 p.m. on Sundays. I'm actually would be up to debate on whether there should be any Sunday activities at all, because again, this is a rural area and it's a residential area, and we should be limiting. So I would be receptive to actually limiting if there'd be no Sunday which we do very many times. And conditional uses when we're in residential areas. C, food and beverage service, music, other similar entertainment is permitted in conjunction with permissible agritourism activities and are in compliance with the county's, Sussex County's code. D, other events such as weddings, showers, parties, benefits shall be conducted on the premises and shall end no later than 9 p.m. except on Fridays and Saturdays when they must end by 10:30. And again, here's a Sunday events. I think that there should be maybe a day of rest. So we'll talk about that in a minute. Sundays, if there is a Sunday permitted activities, they should end by 6 p.m. D, certain agritourism activities such as barn parties and farm festivals as set forth in Delaware Code 9C306A are permitted. E, all activities on the premises shall comply with the fire marshal, parking capacity, and general permitting requirements. So they do have a building there and they need to get a fire rating building or fire rating for that building, which is an F. Applicants shall be required to obtain a fire marshal rating for the building in which the events are held. The applicant shall comply with the fire marshal's determination of the maximum number of people allowed on the premises at any given time, but in no event shall there be more than 200 people at any event, which is, again, quite a large number of people. G, parking shall be in compliance with the Sussex County Code. All parking areas shall be generally shown on the final site plan. No parking shall be permitted on nearby county roads. And all parking should be, I believe, in that it's in this area that's reference the only activity, not in that back section. All entrances and locations shall be subject and reviewed to the approval of DLDOT, and the final site plan, of course, shall be subject to review and approval by the Sussex County Council. So therefore, that's the first motion, would be to remove and delete in its entirety the following. I wouldn't mind if there's any conversation on Sunday activities. I'm a little concerned about that. Is anybody else share that concern? Because I would be willing to strike all Sunday activities just for the peace and quiet for the people who live in that neighborhood. You can see the number of residences in the nearby area.
Are you not open for comment?
Sam?
Anyway. Sure, Mr. Wilson.
We're going to do about the 200 count trip. We're going to do about 200 count trip we got, George.
200 what?
Or the 200 count here says. No more than 200 people can bid any.
Right. I'm just concerned, Sam, that on a.
Are we going to have a code enforcer there at this time to count and make sure there's no more than 200 there?
No, I believe the fire marshal is actually going to rate the location for the building.
And the fire marshal is going to do the counting for us?
Well, they do. That's what they do.
Good for them.
If I'm not mistaken, the fire marshal does put maximum number of people that are permitted in a structure.
Yes.
They do that. So they'll be having a permit issued by the fire marshal saying, which is not a county agency.
Is these 200 people going to be in that building?
Well, only if the fire marshal says it's okay.
How about, in a building, can it be
outside also?
Can it be outside a little bit?
I believe so.
Totally 200 people on the
floor. But my concern right now is, Sam, is the Sunday activities.
Okay.
Because this is a residential neighborhood. It's a conditional use permit, and many times we restrict Sunday because we give people in the area. They could, under this, they could have a concert on Sunday starting at 9 o'clock when people are coming home from church or going to out to meet with the family or do something or having friends over in the backyard. So I would be subject to a modification of this that we strike Sunday. Is there any support for that?
Anybody choose to do that?
I would say, even though I warrant the concern, I think there's nothing from the public hearing to state that, and I think the 6 p.m. is kind of a compromise to that effect on a Sunday. Even though I understand, but I think 6 p.m. does kind of...
Well, if you live there, you might be more concerned about it.
Well, but there was no public, there was no testimony to that effect.
I believe that's the reason we sit here in this position, that we use our good judgment, and from past experiences, we understand that in a residential neighborhood, this is a permit to do an activity that's not permitted, that we ought to be very concerned and give priority and deference to the people who live there. And if we're going to make a mistake, I'd rather make a mistake on their part as opposed to the activity that there. So anyway, is there any support?
Last chance. Why do you want to do anything on Sundays?
I think, George, that I understand what you're saying, and I think with the conditions that you've placed on it and the 6 o'clock on Sunday that.
Okay.
That's my feeling.
Okay. So we have a motion, Mr. Cole, as was read in the public record.
Second.
Do we have a second? I have a second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes, as amended.
Mr. Burton.
I agree with the amendments.
You're just voting for the amendments.
That's correct.
Right now, Mr. Arlett.
That's correct. Okay. Just
yes, as read by Councilman Cole.
Mr. Burton.
Yes, as read.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obviously, yes, also. Motion carried. Now then, you have a second.
Second motion would be that I move that number 8 be removed to insert as amended by council after the words Planning and Zoning Commission, and that the words 6 conditions A through F be deleted and 8 conditions A through I be substituted in its place.
Do I have a second on that motion?
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes. I think we've been awful generous, and hopefully we didn't create a problem here.
Also, yes, that motion's carried. Now, Mr. Moore, you need a short title, I would assume, and then as amended, then we'll vote on that.
That's correct. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an event venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 25.60 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 7, and the conditions as amended by County Council 8A through I.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption as amended.
Mr. Arlett.
Second,
Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
We'll take that's an awful big piece of land to tell people what they're going to do, not to do. 25 acres.
Any more questions or comments? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I will, based on the public hearing of both planning and zoning and here at council and the recommendation of planning and zoning and as amended, I will vote yes.
You know, I forgot again, Mr. Cole. But
yeah, Mr. Cole.
No, that's okay. Just go ahead. No, you just started. Go ahead. That's fine.
Mr. Burton.
I will vote in favor of the application with the amendments that have been added.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote no. It's too big a piece of land. Tell people what to do, what they can't do on that large piece of land, 25 acres at least.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no also, but for a different reason. I just think that the council has been too generous. It's too many activities 7 days a week in a residential area, so I'm going to vote no.
Okay. I think the changes that were made by Mr. Cole make sense and does cover some of the issues I think people had concerns about, although I wouldn't say that nobody showed up to P&Z or our hearing to say anything. But I agree with Mr. Cole's changes here. I'm going to vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Medlars. Milton Public Library.